Last week, I got an email from a listener upset that we had broadcast the name of the alleged shooter in the Roseburg, Oregon massacre. The listener felt we were doing just what the alleged killer wanted, giving him notoriety. The county sheriff in Oregon, John Hanlon, said that he would not utter the alleged shooter's name. So are media outlets wrong to name shooters in these sorts of incidents? For one perspective, I put that question to Mark Memmott. He's NPR's supervising senior editor for Standards and Practices. He says the name is an important piece of the story.
There's a reason why it's who, what, when, where, why when you do any types of stories. And the who is an important part of the story. It may lead us to what motivated this person. Was anyone else involved? Did anyone else know he might have been capable of doing something like this and might have been able to stop it? Now, all that said, you don't have to saturate the coverage, and I don't think we do, but it does need to be part of the coverage.
So the Douglas County Sheriff in Oregon has, in part, led this campaign to keep the shooter anonymous. He said to reporters, quote, "You will never hear me say his name," end quote. How do his concerns compare to the media?
Well, the media, of course, has to report the news in a responsible fashion. You know, we have a job of telling people what happened, who was involved, could it have been prevented. The sheriff, his job is to find out and investigate and prosecute if necessary. He's got a different responsibility. We inform the public he's investigating what happened.
What do you have to say to that listener of ours who wrote to say that we were just kind of glorifying this shooter and helping him accomplish his ends of becoming more notorious by naming him?
I understand. I appreciate. I think we all do those opinions. We think that if you report about it in a responsible fashion, you don't, for instance, print a whole manifesto if one has been left behind, or you don't air a whole video if the person has left one behind. That's propaganda. And just as we wouldn't post the video of ISIS killing someone, we wouldn't do that with a gunman in a case like this either. It's really not a case of us glamorizing anyone. We're reporting the facts, and we're moving on to the stories of the victims, the heroes, the first responders, all those other parts of the story which are really important.
The alleged shooter in this case reportedly referenced the shooting which took place in South Carolina. Is it the media's concern that there could be copycats inspired by reporting on a shooter?
Well, are they inspired by the reporting, or are they inspired by the insane acts of others? And I know those two things are mixed together, but, I mean, is it the media's responsibility to not say anything about what happened in that church in Charleston? I mean, how could we have not reported about that? Just because the name is part of the story, I don't know that that would stop someone who's bent on doing something like this, just because they didn't know the name of the person.
We have to be attentive to community concerns. The local newspaper in Roseburg got a huge backlash from the community for naming the shooter. It's probably different for us in Seattle and different for you in the other Washington. Is there a media responsibility to respond to community demands?
Well, of course, you want to be sensitive to it. You want to understand and respect what people are saying. And we do. There are many types of stories where we're sensitive to the feelings of the listener or the person who comes to our website. You know, we don't go out of our way to use or broadcast offensive language. You'll hear bleeps on the air when it does occur. You know, we don't go out of our way to post photos of graphic sort of images. And this is another case where, yes, we are sensitive to the issue of not glamorizing the gunman. We're in the business of just reporting the facts. And one of the facts is the name. We won't overdo it. We're not going to saturate our coverage with stories about this person. But that name will be part of the coverage.
Mark, I got to ask you this. If you were a person at the Roseburg newspaper and getting a lot of flack and people urging you not to name the name, does it change when this opposition is in the local community? Or do you think the same standard applies, whether it's National Public Radio or KUOW or Roseburg newspaper?
The same standard certainly applies, but I would understand completely that the local newspaper is coming under a different kind of pressure. I mean, these reporters and editors are in the community every day, and they're seeing the people who are part of that community. So they will come under a certain different kind of pressure. And I can understand if they make a different decision, or if they, on the sliding scale of things, if they push the number of times they might name that person down toward the lower end of the scale.
That's Mark Memmott, NPR's supervising senior editor for Standards and Practices.